is up, ladies and germs? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Gray's Tap Room Podcast. I am one of your hosts, the Trash Can Tabby, and with me as always, I've loved what you've done with your hair. How do you get it to come out of your nostrils? Co-host Mike.
Being a man and old, that's how I do it. That's my party trick.
That's a really good party trick.
And a happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you.
And a happy St. Paddy's Day. Well, it was yesterday, technically, by the time this recording.
No, it's today, because St. Paddy's Day is Monday.
Yeah, it's all weekend. No, it's Sunday. Sunday is St. Paddy's. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was Monday.
No.
Oh, that. Okay. Well, whatever.
Hey, all weekend. I'd say, hey.
If you're on Patreon listening, then happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Cheers.
Cheers. We have an amazing guest.
Very special. Very amazing.
Very amazing. Very awesome. Awesome. Very nice gentleman.
Such a pleasure to have him on the show.
Making his tap room debut. Please welcome Dave from Beer in Front. Dave, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on today. And if you need to borrow some nose or ear hairs, I'm older than you. I could give you some if you need it.
So if you need a transplant at any time,
Dave is my guy.
We'll call Dave.
Well, yes, absolutely. Actually, I got you.
I've been having nose hair issues at work a lot because I work in a factory and it's really hot in there. And I've noticed that when it gets hot, my mustache and my nose hairs like to get into somewhat of a fight with each other. And a lot of people think I have a coke problem at work, and I don't, because I'm scratching and rubbing my nose a lot.
That's like my septum ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like my septum ring.
I do not have a drug problem. I don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drink beer.
Drink beer. Speaking of beer.
Yes. Speaking of beer.
Do we want to let Dave tell us more about his podcast?
Yes. Please. I apologize for that. Dave, please promote and whatever you got going on out there.
Hey. So I host a podcast. It's called Beer in Front. Sometimes the beer that's in front of you is the best one yet. Been doing it about 4 years. It's available, you know, wherever. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, you could search for Beer in Front and find it. I also have YouTube and Instagram and TikTok all under Beer in Front. Been doing more videos lately, but I still do the weekly podcast. But like during the week, I'll put out a couple videos, you know, on social media, like a quick 60-second beer review. I'm based out of Chicago, so a lot of the beers that I have are, you know, local. But like the original premise of the show was to drink like old school beers that, you know, maybe you forgot about. So like the one I'm having today is Killian's Red, since it's St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, oh shit, I haven't seen Killian's Red since I was wearing Zubas. So I'm like, I gotta get some Killian's Red.
I don't think I've had that since college.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Did
it get discontinued, or they're just not producing as much of it anymore?
I don't think they produce as much. I mean, and probably the only reason I saw it because it's St. Patrick's Day, so I went to the liquor store this week, and I was gonna grab, you know, Guinness or like Smithwick's, like a traditional Irish beer, and then I'm like, oh fuck, Killian's Red. Yeah, let me grab this.
They had to dust it off from bringing it from the back room.
I checked the date. The date's good, so I'm all right with this.
It's a supply and demand thing too, probably, is why you don't see it out.
Yeah.
What yeah.
No, I was gonna say, I don't think beer expires, it just gets stronger.
Yeah.
But it's not like wine where it gets finer with age. It does taste worse the longer it sits.
Well, beer can too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Beer. Oh, I thought you meant wine.
No, I said it's not like
wine. Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, okay, drink that Bud Light can that's been downstairs for 12 years now.
Well, there's that guy on TikTok that I follow, and he, I forget his name, but if I see it, I'll send it out. But he has people send him very old beers. Like, he'll drink beers from like the 60s, 70s, 80s,
90s. Did he find one from like 55 or something?
No, it was from the oldest one I think he drank was from 1968.
Oof.
But he said it still tasted fine. I think it was a Budweiser.
Oof, my back teeth are wiggling on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had stuff that I've aged, like Anchor, that, you know, they closed down last year, but they used to put out a Christmas beer and the recipe would change every year. And I think last year I drank my last one, and that was like 98 or 99 it came out. And it was still good. I mean, it wasn't as good as it was fresh, but maybe I aged it a little too long, but no, it was still good.
Yeah. So, Tab, what beer are you drinking tonight?
I am, of course, going with one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It is made here in Louisville.
It's one of your top three, is it?
It is one of my top five.
Top five, okay.
Because I like stouts and sours. So it is the Falls City Moon Fuel Coffee Stout.
Oh, nice.
It is good.
It is a 6%er and made with local coffee by Dodge Beans. So, and it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
What you got drinking over there?
I am drinking my favorite beer, and it is from a local brewery called Mile Wide Beer Company,
which our listeners have heard us talk about these before.
Yeah. Any familiars with the show, any regulars in the tap room, you know that I'm all about drinking my Friendsgiving sour ale.
It's an imperial.
It is an imperial pastry sour with cranberry, orange, cinnamon, graham cracker, vanilla, and marshmallow. And it is a 5%er. 5-something%er.
I think it's a 5.
They don't put it on the can. But it's stronger.
I think it's a 5.4.
Maybe. 4 or 5. 5.4 or 5.5.
Something like that.
It is delicious. And it is a beautiful dark orange colored beer, too. Very good.
It's one of my favorite sours, too.
Yeah, it's my favorite beer.
Your favorite beer of all time?
Number one.
All right.
Number one on the field, number one in your hearts.
Is that like a year-round release, or is that just for like Thanksgiving time?
We're hoping it's going to be a year-round.
Well, it came out. They released it back around Thanksgiving last year, and it hasn't left yet.
Okay, cool.
It became pretty popular really quick. And they did a whole thing at the brewery.
Of a release party.
Like a big release party. Everybody was welcome to come, and you could buy your standard 4-pack, you could buy case, you could just go to the bar and then they would pour some for you to drink.
It's not only the local brewery that did it, but they collaborated with two other breweries. One of them was in, was it Cincinnati?
Oh, here, it's Dissolver, the Southern Greist Brewing Company, and I can't read the print on the other logo because it's incredibly small.
Southern Greist, and it is very small.
You need
small.
A magnifying glass to see it.
You need my bifocals?
Oh, Mirror Twin out of Lexington.
Mirror Twin from Lexington, okay.
Yep, so Cincinnati and Lexington.
Shout out to all of them because they made a monster of a beer.
Yes.
And if you're interested, Dave, I will definitely send you a can.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we got a lot of places here that do some really good sours. So, yeah, definitely I'll hook you up with some.
Or it just means we need to take a trip to Illinois because we have buddies there.
We do.
There you go.
Two buddies now.
Drinking buddies.
Yeah. I have a couple of questions for you, Dave, if you got a few. So what is the best beer that you've ever drank?
It's hard to say. I mean, it depends really what, like where you are, the environment,
the setting.
Yeah. The setting. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, something phenomenal, but yeah, the environment that you're in, it could be like the best time you're having and you're drinking a shit beer. So, you know, that's good. But I would have to say that one of the barrel aged stouts that are out there, Revolution here in Chicago, has some phenomenal barrel aged beers. So I would have to say they did one that was like a cherry stout, you know, barrel age. It was like, you know, 14-15%. Oh. But holy shit, was that phenomenal.
A cherry stout.
Mm. Yeah. It was like a dark cherry. So it wasn't like super sweet, like some of like the fake cherry stuff that's out there. This was just like a dark, like tart cherry with the bourbon notes in there. I mean, that was just fantastic. And they only put that out every couple years. So I think that's part of it because you can't get it all the time. Like when you do get it, you're just like, oh, yeah, this is it.
So it's like a special edition beer kind
of. Yeah, they put out like a bunch of different ones each year, but it rotates. So what you had in 2023, you might not be able to get in 2024, but they'll put it out like a year or so later.
Okay.
That's like that one that I had last week. I can't, hold on. Let me see if I can remember the name of it.
Who made it? Was it Against the Grain?
No. It was the one that I got at the liquor store that was behind the cabinet, and it only came out every once in a while.
Was it it was a coffee stout though, wasn't it?
No, it was a smoked stout, bourbon barrel, cherry, vanilla. Oh, son of a biscuit. I cannot remember the name of it to save. It was the one that I talked to the guy in the bourbon aisle about.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, if you like stouts, you need to buy this one.
Okay. Mile White, they did release a new beer today. It is, and it's one of Tab's favorites.
Oh, it's the Uncle Disheveled 2.0 or whatever.
It's a double coffee stout.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
And it is, I'm excited to try it. It looks so good. I do like coffee stout. I didn't know that a double coffee stout was a thing, but they always come up with these amazing recipes to create a new beer all the time. They actually just celebrated their 7-year anniversary, and they released an IPA, a stout, and a sour. And they were all just called Seven. The stout sold out so fast, we didn't get a chance to try it. And we're not IPA drinkers, but their sour
definitely
is amazing. It had seven different berries in it. Cranberry was the main one, but what else was in it? Cranberry, boysenberry?
Raspberry, cranberry, raspberry, cranberry, blueberry, strawberry.
They only did 6 berries. Vanilla was in it.
Well, yeah. There was another one, but it wasn't a berry. It was a fruit. A plum.
Plum. Yeah.
Plum, they put
nice.
It's a beautiful ruby red beer. Beautiful looking beer. Almost too pretty to drink.
I gotta remember. I cannot. But, oh my gosh. It was like a.
And they quit making those because it was just a special anniversary edition. So.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I had my last can of that a couple weeks ago.
Do you like ciders?
I used to be able to drink ciders a lot, but now that I'm getting up there in age, they give me really bad heartburn.
Oh, okay.
I have to like them now.
Yeah, listening to you talk about the beer you had, I had this cider from, it was a Massachusetts company, but they started distributing here. I think they're called Stormalong, and they had like a. They had a cider for the holidays that was very similar to what you were describing. It had your cinnamons and your nutmegs and everything, and that was really good.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
the cider I used to drink when I was in my very very early 20s. I don't know if you've ever heard of Woodchuck cider.
Yeah, that's an OG. That's been around forever.
But yeah, that's I guess I drank so many of those that my body just refuses to allow me to drink any ciders anymore. I don't know why. I used to put down, like I said, I was in my early 20s. So I used to put down about a case every Saturday. I'd hang out with my friend, or we had a couple bars here that would have it on tap.
Oh, yeah, especially the Granny Smith.
Yeah, the Granny Smith was really good. I haven't had that one in years.
They still make them. They have a pumpkin that came out. About 10 years ago. I still have yet to try.
I'm not. It wasn't.
I'm too old to drink them now.
It wasn't as good as you think.
Oh, you had it?
Yeah.
When?
I bought the 6-pack.
It had the pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I have had it then. They have so many flavors of it now. It's really hard to keep track.
Total Wine and More.
But no, the regular hard apple cider was my poison.
Yeah.
And it still hurts even to think about drinking it.
Well,
now.
That brings me back to the St. Patrick's Day when we went down to Memphis and we went to the Flying Saucer and they had how many beers on tap?
200.
Was it 200
or
beers?
150
on tap. 150. And they had all of the Woodchuck flavors on tap that they had out at that time. And now we're talking like, what, 13 years ago?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah, it was about 13 years ago. And
tell Dave what you did to my brother there.
Oh, for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, I should find that shirt because I still have the Bailey's, goodness. My Bailey's.
Or yeah.
My Bailey's shirt. They had a contest of whoever can drink the most Irish car bombs in a certain amount of time. And I won.
Yeah.
I won the free t-shirt. So I beat out everybody, including your brother.
Yep.
Who I was thought he could beat me.
I was in love so bad.
What was
that? I've been to that Flying Saucer. That's a good one.
Oh, the one in Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we like it because, like, the back room, you could smoke. So, like,
yeah.
We were there for an NCAA basketball tournament. They had the Sweet 16 there. And my buddies and I were there. And, like, oh, we could smoke. And the woman's like, oh, yeah, just go to the back room. So, I mean, we're four surly guys. We're just sitting in the back smoking cigars. We're the only four people there. And, like, this girl comes in and, like, starts talking, like, hi, I'm a people person. You know, who are you? And it's just like, can't you see? Like, we just don't want to be bothered. And she's like, oh, my friend over there, she likes meeting strangers and giving them oral sex.
Oh,
I'm like, Jesus. What? Let me, I'm going to walk in and order us some beers. I'm like, no, guys, no, keep walking.
Can you come back on a commercial?
Yeah.
At halftime? Oh, wow. Well, you know, hey, that's Memphis.
Yeah.
I grew up right down the street from there, from the Flying Saucer.
Okay.
Yeah. Born and raised.
Oof. Oh, man. Those are good times. I love St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I do. It's one of my favorites. I just wish it was like on a weekend all the time.
Yeah.
I agree.
Have you ever had green beer before?
Yeah. I mean, it's
just food color.
Not my thing because it's generally like your Budweiser's, Bud Lights.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. It's St. Patrick's Day. You can get it. When in Rome, you know, you got to do it.
Oh, have they dyed the river yet?
No, that'll probably be tomorrow. Well, we're recording this Friday, so it'll probably be Saturday morning that they dye it.
How long does it take for them to do that?
It takes maybe an hour or so. I mean, they just have these couple boats that just like zigzag across and they release like this neon green dye, and then it kind of blends into like a regular green color. But when you put it in, it's just like somebody uncapped a green highlighter. It's that fluorescent.
But it looks,
but yeah, they did. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said that's what it looks like. I
yeah,
with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the boats just kind of like crisscross and zigzag across the river, and yeah, just go up and down. But yeah, it's probably an hour or so it takes to do it all.
Okay,
maybe we can tune in.
Yeah, is it?
They do it on it on YouTube sometimes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm sure somewhere.
Okay. I've always wanted to visit Chicago when they do it.
Yeah. It's a crazy weekend. It's an ugly weekend. Mm. You know, you just come around in the summertime. It won't be as crowded. I mean, it's still crowded, but it won't be that insane.
Yeah. I had a guy today at my allergy appointment, my shots. He told me that Savannah, Georgia holds the largest St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah.
Yes. Like New York firefighters and police officers take off work to go down there and party.
It started a few hours ago.
Did it?
Yep.
Ugh, I want to go.
It's St. Patty's Day weekend. So yeah, it's going to be off the wall this year.
How long of a drive is that for you? Do you need to cut this short?
It's about a 5-hour drive.
All right.
4.5-5 hours.
We'll get there right about midnight.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
We'll get there in time to day drink.
There we go. Right. I love day drinking.
So, Dave, I've listened to quite a many of your episodes, and I've noticed you, when it comes to beer, man, you really know your shit, and it's super impressive. And my question for you is, what piqued your interest as your beer knowledge as a hobby?
It was something I've always liked. And, you know, actually, I recorded my segment on Killian's Red, but I like when I was drinking that was really like a gateway, you know, and I'm 56. So I started drinking this in probably the late 80s, maybe 1990.
Yeah.
And all you really had, your craft beer wasn't around. You just had your old styles, your Buds, your MGDs. So there weren't a lot of options out there. And like Sam Adams was the first craft beer I had when I was in Boston, but it wasn't yet in Chicago. So like something like Killian's Red was, wow, this is so different than, you know, what you usually drink.
Yeah.
And then, like, you started getting into more when things started coming around, like your Sierra Nevadas, you know, the Pale Ale, which is still, you know, would be on my Mount Rushmore of beers. It's still a phenomenal beer, but you get those hops and you're like, holy shit, where has this been all my life? So, and then from that, it's just like, oh, I'd like to try this style and this style. And, you know, some I like more than others, but you appreciate the art and the craft that goes into, you know, making these. And now there's just, you know, thousands of breweries in the States. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and even in the last 10 years, like the amount of breweries in the US has tripled. Like, we're almost at 10,000 breweries now in the state. So, I mean, it's a great time to love beer because you don't have to walk far to find a good brewery near you.
Yeah. That's true. How many do we have here?
Oh my gosh.
We have Against the Grain. We have Mile Wide. There's
Fall City.
Monic.
There's Atrium.
Yeah.
There's
all of them make fantastic beers.
920 or 2 something. It's the one on Second Street, heading downtown.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
the black building.
The one that was the old Kroger.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where you know, all those outside of Against the Grain are probably all within the last 10 years, right?
We just did an interview at Mile Wide.
About back in December.
Back in December, and
okay,
they've technically been around for 7 years.
Okay.
So, but they just opened the big brewery part.
Yeah.
Like what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
Oh, their current location?
Yeah.
It'll
be 2 years this year.
2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
Okay.
So yeah, all of them have popped up within the past 10 years.
And I'm sure that there's more that we forgot about.
Oh gosh. Yes. Yeah. I feel really bad.
Shout out to all of them. Amazing.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I remember I was in Louisville probably like 11 years ago, and Against the Grain's like the only one I remember, because you know, wherever you are, you know, hit up on Google, you know, breweries near me, and that was I think the only one I found. And I was like at the ballpark, if I remember right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
It was. But yeah, like I'm like, oh, their stuff's pretty good. I liked it. I still remember to this day, it was one of the best meals I had at Against the Grain. It was like an appetizer. It was like a risotto with, I think there was like brisket in there, and it was phenomenal.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Against the Grain does have very, very good food and very good beer.
You had me at brisket. I'm having meat sweats now thinking about brisket. I love brisket.
I just found the one that I drank last week. I completely forgot that we had the bottle behind me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a derp. Notes of vanilla, cocoa, cherry, caramelized sugar, and almond. It's from Goose Island, Bourbon County brand stout.
Oh, nice.
It's delicious.
It's a fancy bottle, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I think it was, what was it? I think it was a
14.
14.1.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It is a delicious beer. It's a fancy beer. Tell everyone about that beer.
Oh, yeah. I'm cracking into beer number two.
What's its name?
Because the other one was a 12-ouncer. This is
another one of your personal faves.
Yeah.
From the Trash Can Champions Collection.
From the Trash Can Champions Collection, yes. This one is a pint. But it's a heavier hitter than that last one by like almost
double?
Triple.
Oh, triple.
Almost triple.
What's the moon fuel?
Six.
Six and that?
Well, it's double and a half-ish. It's a 14.9.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's Against the Grain. It's called Beau and Luke. It's an Imperial Smoke Stout aged in bourbon barrels and coconut cream pie.
It is a hazard-themed beer.
Yeah, they make four of them. The regular Smoked Imperial Stout, the coconut cream pie, the chocolate cream pie, and the sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they did sweet pie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, are you a fan of smoked beers?
I do. I like smoked beers. I'm really a big fan of stouts. And
as long as it's not IPA, it's fine.
Yeah. No, because it's a traditional German brewery by me that make a Rauch beer that, I mean, it's not a stout. It's darker than, you know, a pale, mm-hmm. but it's got a wonderful smoked flavor to it. Mm. And that's really good. And, you know, I could throw that in the beer exchange pile for you, because I heard you mention smoked beers a couple times. I'm like, I have an idea.
Yes, I do. I do like the smoked. There was a beer that there was a home brewer here in Louisville, and they moved to Minnesota. And they were friends with one of my friends at the time. So she had a whole bunch of their beers in her basement that they gave her. And she brought one over to band practice one day, and she was sharing it. It was the most exceptional beer I have ever tasted in my entire life. If they would, and I think they've closed down the brewery since then.
Yeah.
But it was a smoked imperial stout, and it was chocolate, cherry, and bacon.
Oh wow.
I don't know how in the hell that they got those flavors in there.
That's an odd combination of flavors.
No, it was the most amazing. Well, you know, I like fire pits and burning wood and that smell and flavor.
The cherry and bacon.
Yeah, but I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
But it was the best beer I have ever tasted in my entire life. And I would give anything to have one of those bottles again.
Yeah.
But no, the stouts are phenomenal to me. I love stouts, and I know I'm one of the weird ones, but I like my stouts warm, like when I come home from the liquor.
Do you do that, Dave? Do you, when you drink stouts, do you prefer them at room temperature, or do you chill them in the fridge?
I chill them in the fridge, but I'll take it out for like maybe a half hour before I open it, so it's somewhere in between room temperature and refrigerator temperature, because I definitely think that you get more of the nuances when it's not at, you know, 40 degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. At least I know I'm not the only one.
Okay, yes.
Because every time I talk to Whiskey Hell about it.
Dave likes to drink his beers like a box fan's been blowing on it for a little bit. Instead of putting it in the fridge. Which is perfectly fine. Hey, look, drink your beer how you want. There is no doubt here.
Yeah, whatever you want to drink, you know, hey, as long as you're drinking, I'm cool with it.
I first heard, this was a while ago, but my dad is a big, Anheuser-Busch guy. So whatever Anheuser's logo is on, that's what he's drinking.
Your dad would probably.
But I learned, I guess probably about 20 years ago, that in Japan, they only drink their beers warm. They'll warm them, not room temperature warm, but like they'll heat them up just a little bit. Before they start drinking them. And that was so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
I never knew that. And I think about that a lot sometimes, especially when she says, don't put my beers in the fridge. I want to drink them warm. My brain will go, you know, in Japan, they heat them up a little bit, drink hot beer.
I'm not going to put my beer in the microwave.
No, you cook it on the stove.
No.
Bring it to a simmer.
No, that cooks off the alcohol.
I know. No. Maybe that's why they do it. I don't know. It's an odd way to. There is no wrong way to consume alcohol. No. Let me be perfectly clear on that.
Well, yes, there is.
Well, we're not talking about that episode of Parks and Recreation where they chisel the orosphere or whatever and breathe in the fumes of vodka or scotch.
No, I was talking about those kids who would soak tampons in vodka and shove it up their buttholes.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
You didn't know that?
Start over.
You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this, Dave?
No, I've never heard of this.
What?
No.
Hey, well, we're learning today.
Yeah.
The educational episode.
So the college students.
What the fuck?
Yeah, high school and college students used to soak tampons in like vodka and tequila and liquor and then shove them in their bee holes and like get
today's high schoolers?
No. Like 10 years ago, the dum-dums.
This is like an episode of Beavis and Butthead right here.
Oh my God. Yeah. No.
Actually, Butthead, yeah.
Do you remember the show? It was on Spike TV called 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah, I never really got into it, but I do remember the show.
There was an episode where this guy, he died because the only way that he would consume beers is by having his wife put
funnel?
Not a funnel, but like a hose, like a plastic hose.
Oh, an enema.
An enema. He would get in the shower and she would stick the hose inside of his rectum.
What?
And she would just pour the beer down that.
You know,
you wouldn't drink it like a regular.
Well, yeah, human. That's because you can blow a zero pretty much at that point.
Well, you're doing it at home.
I know.
Why do you got to worry about a DUI?
What I'm saying, though, is these college kids were doing it. Hey, college kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were taking tampons. Yeah. Whoop, right up Main Street. Yeah.
Well, no wonder there's a fucking shortage on tampons. Yeah. These crazy college kids are sticking them in their bodies the wrong way.
In their buttholes.
Not the hole that's used for, friend. That's for misses.
And then the other thing that they're doing with the gallon of
yeah, the Borg or whatever
Borg.
It's called.
There we go. Yeah, that's what it's called, the Borg. You've never seen a TikTok video about the Borgs? This was really, really hot last year.
Yeah. Educate me.
So, go ahead, Dave. I was going to say.
No, I think it was like initially that in some ways it's kind of sad that women have to do this, but women, and they were like college kids, they were like, didn't want to get roofied. So they'd make like a milk jug, you know, and they'd fill it with like half water and half vodka. So it wasn't like total vodka strength, but like they'd sip it throughout the day so they wouldn't get like totally fucked up, but would also be able to seal it so college boys wouldn't be, you know, slipping them a roofie.
Yep.
And okay, so this is a safety smart thing.
But yeah, turned out to be something bigger to where everybody took it into consideration and were like, hey, we can take our Borgs to class.
Yeah.
We can get drunk in class. And like they would put like Crystal Light packets or those Kool-Aid to go packets in them.
Yeah.
And flavor them.
Yeah. They'll put like their, what is it, that liquid IV or Prime or something in there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Rhonda meant.
By a Borg?
She asked me if I was Borgin'.
Your gallon jug.
I forget what the acronym stands for, but yeah, I remember. I think I talked about it on the show like a year ago because like it was like really big all over like social media and the news that this is what all the college kids were doing.
Well, I take every day. I've got a gallon water jug that I take with me to work every day, but I've got the Vimo. The you squeeze
the flavor
it.
Squeezy stuff.
Yeah, you squeeze in the water to flavor, and it's minus strawberry watermelon. And the first time she saw me do it, she asked me if I was Borgin.
Ah,
there it is, and it's blackout rage, drunk or blackout rage drink
gallon
or gallon.
Yeah,
gallon. Yep. Okay. See what you said was bored.
Bored. Yeah. I'm bored.
Drunk.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Better start drinking.
Now I'm bored. Anybody bored?
Who wants to get bored with me?
Yeah. I mean, what happened to just cracking a beer?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right. Well, it's you're like I told McShane earlier today because he was having a rough go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I told him, look, drinking at work isn't illegal. It's just frowned upon.
Yeah.
So you do what you got to do, big dog. And he goes, well, I'm at home. I said, well, let's fucking go then. Pour up.
Yeah.
It's Paddy's Day weekend. Let's fire it up.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
This beer is treating me right over here.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've always been curious about is what beers other people think pair well with what foods.
Oh.
So let's say you had a nice New York strip fresh off the grill on your plate and you want to wash it down with a cold beer. What's your go-to for that? If you had a nice steak dinner.
And there's really no wrong answer because it's should you have, you know, red wine with fish? Hey, if that's your thing, do it. But I think for me personally, since it's a heavier meal with the steak, I wouldn't want to go something big like a stout. Yeah. So I would probably go with a nice like craft lager to like kind of balance things out a little bit.
Something little lighter.
Yeah, I would go with, I'm trying to think, not like a garage beer or something like that, but something along those lines, a lighter, low ABV beer, crisp, kind of clean your palate a little bit. And because you're having that heavy steak, probably baked potatoes. You're going to be pretty jammed up with the meat. So I would probably go a little lighter with my beverage.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe like a shandy.
See, for me personally, there's only one right answer. Mm-hmm. That's Yingling. Yingling American Lager. No, it isn't.
That's heavy.
Not the or the light. You could do a Yingling light. Those are good too. Mm. They taste the same, but
so you just want an America plate. Like you want a setting.
Well, I mean, if we're talking like mainstream beers and not craft, my favorite amongst that group is Yingling. Mm. I love Yingling. Have you ever had Yingling?
I have. Somebody sent it to me because like we're one of the only states that doesn't get it. So yeah. A friend of mine from Pennsylvania, you know, because, you know, I talk about old school beers on there. So he's like, dude, you have to have a Yingling. So we did a beer swap and he sent me some of that.
What'd you think?
It was all right. It was just, yeah, it was a basic, you know, nondescript, you know, macro beer. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beer that it's simple and it's right to the point.
Yeah.
It's a beer that gets to the point.
I would choose a Yingling over a Budweiser any day.
No, I agree.
After the Chris Hardwick show, same. Yeah. That's my last Budweiser ever.
I think I would go with maybe a light ale or maybe a wheat.
Anything specific?
Nothing really specific.
You said a wheat? What about maybe a wheat? Maybe like a Blue Moon?
Potentially, but I think the citrus might offset with as rich and hearty as a steak.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's more of a lunchtime type beer.
Yeah.
Oh, it is definitely a
lunch. It's a poolside beer.
It's a lunch break. Yeah.
I'm going to take my lunch break, open a six pack.
Yeah. Hey, me and Toon used to do that when back in the Meyer days. Me and I had a buddy of mine when I worked for Meyer, this place called Meyer. I think Illinois has Meyer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I used to work for one, and on our lunch breaks, we would go, there was a Buffalo Wild Wings next door. So we would time it to where we could take our lunch breaks at the same time. And we would go next door to Buffalo Wild Wings and
see how many beers you can drink before lunch break was over.
Well, we would have like two beers and we would split like a big plate of wings.
Yeah.
Or we would get some burgers. But a beer was definitely on the on the plate.
On the setting.
Yeah, on the setting. There we go. For sure. Always. That's one of my fondest memories of my my early 20s. Was doing that.
What is the worst beer you've ever had? To whoever wants to answer. I can answer yours for you.
What?
That triple IPA?
Nope.
That you had?
Nope.
That I made you?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Tecate. Or Red Stripe.
Oh yeah, Red Stripe is bad.
You mean the one that Jace drank for like a year straight?
I loathe. If you drink Red Stripe, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
We are not friends.
I've never had Red Stripe.
Good. That's why we're married. That's why we share a life and a child and a home together, is because you've never had Red Stripe. Don't drink Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Please don't drink Red Stripe.
Now, I'd have to say, and I forget the brewery that makes it, but, you know, apologies to you being a sour fan, but this was like a fruited milkshake sour that it was just like diabetes in a fucking can. It was just so over the top sweet. It was like a banana, like cream pie thing going on. It hurt my teeth. Mm-hmm. It was just so flipping sweet. I'm like, I got to dump this. You know, it's just like, there's no way I'm finishing this. It was that bad, but I remember it being pretty popular, but I'm like, there's just no way you could drink this.
Well, it was probably popular for the younger crowd, because I noticed like the younger crowd, they like their drinks super sweet, super fruity, super flavorful.
Yeah.
It's a hit and a miss. Then you get the good ones who actually enjoy the taste of beer.
Yeah. But like, this was like almost like drinking something with pulp. I'm like, nah, I don't want pulp in my beer. No, just give me the fucking beer. Yeah.
I've always said, if you want pulp, then bite a fucking orange.
Yeah.
Have an orange.
I mean, there was the one beer from Hoosier Brewing Company that we got when we went across the bridge.
Yeah.
The blueberry pie sour. It was, I mean, it was thick parfait, blueberry parfait.
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
it did have a lot of residue because of everything in it, but it was still good.
Yeah, it actually, yeah, it was for a beer like that, it was surprisingly
good. What was that one sour that we bought that one time? And I swear to God, it tasted like straight up vomit.
Bel Air.
No, it wasn't Bel Air. Well, that was so much better.
Bel Air tastes like vomit to me.
I cannot remember the name of that sour that we had. And it, oh.
Listen, if anyone listening, if you can get a six pack of sours for $10,
run. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Move on to the next. Spend the extra $2.
There's a reason for that. Yeah.
It is fucking gross.
That the Bel Air one that you're talking about has like, it's like pineapple, apple, raspberry, mango, and there's your mango.
Yeah, they just threw darts at a dartboard with fruit on it and said, let's put this in it.
See, God, I cannot remember for the life of me what that was. It was a sour. It was the one that we got last year, and I was so excited to try it. I was so disappointed.
While we were drinking, when we were sitting in the dog pool.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's the one that we were sitting in the dog pool when we tried.
We have a dog pool that we sit in the summertime. Yeah. Beers.
Yeah. On a Sunday.
On a Sunday afternoon.
I can't. Oh my God. But it was just like, ugh, the worst tasting thing I've ever tasted.
Was it in a
Gravely is another beer, a brewery here in Louisville.
Gravely. I've never heard of that.
Right. Okay.
It's that, remember the cherry sour that I got a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I'm so excited to try this cherry sour, and it tasted like nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That one, that was ass.
Yeah.
That beer tasted like pure ass.
It's not as bad as the ones that I've had, but still.
Oh.
I hate the fact that, you know, you get so excited to try a beer and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to try this beer because I've heard so much about it, and then you try it, and you're like, no.
It's right.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it. Like, I think the hype is too much. Mm-hmm. Like, even not beer related, but like yesterday, you know, I put it on social media. Like, everybody raves about Raising Cane's chicken.
Right.
So there was one next to like this place I had to go have my back procedure done. So my wife drove me because I couldn't drive because they had to put me under for it. And I'm like, all right, we'll just go get Raising Cane's because everybody talks about it. And we're eating, it's like, it's okay. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but like, I was expecting like the skies to open up and Jesus was going to come out, that this chicken was going to be that good. And I'm like, no, it's not that good. It's chicken.
It's chicken tenders. This is a child's meal.
Yeah.
But
I think like something hyped up too much that I think just you're bound to be disappointed because everyone raves about something like a particular beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree 100%.
Now, if it's just a couple people who are like, oh my gosh, this is so good, this is amazing, you should try this. But when it's like a lot of people.
For the record, Zach's the superior. Go ahead, please. Continue.
But Hoosier Brewing Company probably has the best different flavors of sours that I've had.
I wholeheartedly agree.
They actually had one last year that we tried.
They're in Indianapolis, aren't they?
They are in Anderson, I think, or outside of Indianapolis.
Yeah, right outside of it.
Yeah. And they had this sour, and I was very, very shocked and surprised, but they had a watermelon ice cream sour.
Oh, wow.
That was so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had that last year.
Yeah, I bought 4 different flavors of different beers that they created or that they made, just to try them. And the watermelon ice cream was genius.
Or no, we had it on the way back when we left Jen's.
Yeah, but we were out in the pool.
Yeah.
And we had the watermelon ice cream.
A different time.
The blueberry parfait.
The blueberry parfait, we bought it at Keg Liquors on our way back from Jen's because we ran into a 2-hour traffic jam because Pink wanted to have a fucking concert at the Yum Center that we didn't know about.
Yep. And then there was the whatever it was, the slot machine thing. What do they call those?
Slot machines.
No, the ones that spin. Is it slot machines?
Slot machines.
Okay, so I don't gamble, for those of you listening.
It is. What's the slot machine thing where it's called a slot machine?
Yeah. What is the slot machine? Okay.
What's the slot machine called?
I don't think that's what it was called, but then they had one, and it was machine. Like pine. It was like a tropical thing. So it was like pineapple, mango, coconut, whatever kind of sour, which was really good. And I don't like tropical flavors. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the fourth one was, but my God, they do so amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you can find anything Hoosier Brewing your way, I would definitely check those out.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend of mine that goes to Indy Annapolis to see his grandkid, like, you know, once a month. I'll have to tell him to, you know, look for it and pick me up some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Please do. You will mm-hmm. not be disappointed. Mm-hmm. They just released a whole bunch of pie sours today.
Well, if Hoosier sells beers out here, they'll probably sell them in Chicago as well, because that's the halfway point almost.
Yeah, I haven't seen them here.
Okay. I don't know yet. Well, yeah. No, not here. They sell them in Clarksville, so they might just keep them centralized to
Indiana.
It's an Indiana only thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But no, they just released a bunch of pies today. They did a blueberry pie, a strawberry pie, a peach pie, and something else sour.
You had me at sours.
Yeah, there you go.
If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Fitz, you've created a monster, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that sour that he did give us.
Yes. Oh, my friend, let me tell you about this. It is a dreamboat. It is called Theme from... Do we have the can? No, we don't.
Oh, no, we have the big black.
It is... it's called Theme from the Bottom. It is... Oh, my God, I wish I could... I'll have to ask. I'll find out tomorrow, and I'll...
It's tangerine, orange, vanilla... cinnamon.
It is the perfect combination of flavors to create the mm-hmm. the perfect sour.
You can only get it in like Oregon though.
Yeah, it is only in Oregon.
There's a place here, and they only put it out like late in the summer, like July, August, but it's a mango sour, and it's like your fruited sour, so it's a little thicker. But I mean, they can't call it tahine, but it's like a tahine type spice that's in it with the mango sour. Oh my God. Yeah. That's like phenomenal.
I'm a hit and a miss with mango flavors.
Yeah.
I'm not a big mango. Well, I like
fresh mangoes, real mangoes. No, I love mangoes.
I hate actual mm-hmm. mangoes. I think I that's that. The dumbest fucking fruit. Just, ugh. But that's my personal preference.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like fake mango flavoring. Like I don't like banana or
White Claw.
Fake grape.
Mango White Claw?
Yeah, that's cat piss.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm pretty sure that's cat piss.
It's mango flavored white noise. It's a truck of mangoes drove past.
Mm-hmm. As someone screaming mangoes into my bubble water.
They wrote the word mango on a can, and that's how White Claw.
Make fun of the mango White Claw all you want to. Just leave my black cherry White Claw alone.
Yeah, she's a White Claw gal.
I know.
Like White Claw makes a non-alcoholic White Claw. Have you tried that?
I have not, but I have seen it at the liquor store that I stop at.
That's just seltzer water, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, why don't you just buy LaCroix then and save a couple bucks?
So basically White Claw is in the LaCroix business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, hey, well, they do make a vodka also now.
Which is really...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, have you had it?
I did. So the liquor store that I go to every Friday before I come home.
Oh, they were doing the sample thing.
They did the sample thing.
Okay.
And you get more flavor if you mix it with a seltzer, like a plain seltzer water or tonic water.
Yeah.
And holy crap, that, like, if you spend $20 on the case of White Claw,
yeah,
you mm-hmm. can spend $20 on the vodka and get, like, stills, like, not at, like, you get more out of the bottle of vodka than you do the White Claws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just if you have like a soda stream at home, mm-hmm. you're good. Yeah.
But it was very delicious. She let me try the black cherry, and I tried it alone, which, again, like a vodka, super burn.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then with some seltzer water, and just splitting it with the seltzer water really brought out the, like, you think White Claw black cherry has flavor?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, I don't think any White Claw really has flavor.
That's because you have no taste.
I don't like White Claw. It's fucking water.
I don't
water.
Like Twisted Tea.
It's alcohol water.
It's gross. Twisted Tea, not White Claw.
No, you're right the first time. Talk shit on my teas.
Do you like bourbons? Dave?
I do. A big bourbon fan.
Good.
Welcome to bourbon country, my friend.
I know. That's why I was down in Louisville. I went to Against the Grain because I'm a Maker's Mark ambassador. So at the time, I went down to get my bottles from my barrels. So did the whole Bourbon Trail, Louisville Maker's Mark thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next time you're in town, man, hit us up and we'll...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will.
We'll go bourbon drinking together.
Okay.
We'll take you to the breweries as well. And
well, as much as we can crunch in as time that we have.
Yeah, for sure.
So have you ever had Angel's Envy bourbon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
I acknowledge thee.
I do like some Angel's Envy.
That's my favorite bourbon.
My favorite, I have three. Angel's Envy, Bullet, and Rabbit Hole.
See, I'm a big fan of the Bullet Rye.
Really? I don't think I've ever met someone who's a fan of the Bullet Rye.
Yeah, I do like the rye, and I haven't bought it in a while, but like usually you could get it at Costco by me. So you get the big bottle, you know, save a couple bucks. So no, I do like the Bullet Rye. And I know like a lot of people shit on it, but I'm still a Maker's Mark guy. I've always been for a long time. That still would be like my go-to like bourbon. You know, you could even just run to a grocery store and get it.
Right.
You know, I've not tried Pappy yet. But, you know, I've heard so many good things about it that I'm sure I will down the road. Oh. But also, like, you know, like Four Roses, just a basic, easy drinking bourbon I can get down with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Four Roses, I hear in Chicago, that seems to be like all of the bartenders in the bars here. That's like their drink. So, like, if you're hanging out and talking to bartenders, you're always getting a Four Roses.
Well, see, that's the funny thing about bourbons here. You'll get more of Buffalo Trace, Envy, maybe even Makers, but Four Roses here isn't really as popular as it is outside of the city.
Okay,
if you venture anywhere else outside of Louisville and you say, "What bourbon do you like?" Usually, the number one is Four Roses.
Four Roses, Maker's Mark, and Woodford.
Or Woodford, yeah.
Yeah, Woodford's good.
But here in town, those three are...
Well, Woodford is actually one of the bigger ones here in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because though that Woodford is the bourbon of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Well,
right.
And so that's what
Makers.
No.
I thought Makers was too.
No, it's Woodford.
Okay.
Woodford.
I see the Makers billboards usually around...
No, Woodford's... No, it's Woodford.
Okay. Well, I saw that one on Spaghetti Junction last year.
They're just trying to get them to sell.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
But
what about Basil Hayden's? Is Basil Hayden's big down there?
No.
Really?
Yeah,
no. Mixtures is a smaller plant, like a smaller distillery, and they're not even that big.
Okay.
It's another one of those. It's another one of those bourbons that's less popular outside of the city.
Yeah.
All right.
Still good though.
Woodford is probably Woodford and Angel's Envy, I think, might be the main two here. Mm-hmm. And Buffalo Trace, because they're the ones that are the three main ones that are distilled in downtown.
Yeah.
Which is right up the street from us.
And of course, Jim Beam.
They're all right up the street from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally like 4 miles from us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
and then, of course, you got Jim Beam, but that's everybody's first bourbon, go to bourbon.
Yeah. If you're in college. Well, it's a cheaper buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
There's fucking the worst of the worst benchmarkers.
Benchmark?
Benchmark.
Ooh.
Southern Comfort. That's one.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience with Southern Comfort as a teenager, and I still get the shakes when I think about it.
Oh.
See, I'm like that with Wild Turkey. I can't.
Okay.
I had one bad night with a gallon bottle of Wild Turkey that got me kicked out of a friend's
life.
A friendship group that I was in high school. And that was 22 years ago.
Yeah, don't give him Wild Turkey because he'll go shitting in floor vents.
I do. I slept in my own sick and filth. Yeah.
And shitting in floor vents.
Yes. I did all that. I was 17.
You've told the story way.
That story is my stairway to heaven. That's my Stairway to Heaven. But yeah. Well, listen, Dave, thank you so much for being on the show, man. It's been great getting to drink beers with you and talk with you and hang out.
Thank you for coming on the show after your procedure.
Yes.
No problem. Yeah. No, I'm happy to be invited. I'm glad you invited me. Glad we could hook up. And yeah, we'll definitely have to do some beer exchanges, you know, once we stop recording, we'll get each other's addresses and all that. But yeah, I can get some stuff out to you next week.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. We'll try to
start collecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collection together to send your way. And there will be some stickers in there for you as well.
I have brand new stickers that just came today. So I've got some Drink Illinois beer ones, which is my new project. So I have those that just came in, and I have some, you know, regular show logo stickers to send out.
Do you want to talk about that Drink Illinois on the?
Yeah, I just started it like last week, because my anniversary show was last week. I've been doing this for 4 years, and you know, I've been talking about like older beers. And I'm thinking about it, like, I've kind of run out of them. I mean, so I'm like, well, I'm going to start talking more about beers from the state, because there's so many in the state of Illinois that, you know, maybe like once a week on the podcast, instead of talking about, you know, Bud Light, I'll talk about something from the state. So I've been home with a bad back, so I've been playing on Photoshop. So I came out with a little logo for that. So, and it's actually done pretty well. Like, I've done TikTok videos on like beers from the state. I've got some people from like down in St. Louis that they're going to send me beers from the Illinois side of St. Louis, and some other friends. So I think I'm going to have other people from the state, like if I can't get to that brewery, I'll have them record a segment or do a video. So we'll try to get to, you know, as many as we can. It's not all going to be done in a year. There's too many of them, but you know, at least once a week, I'll have something like Drink Illinois beer.
Okay.
That is awesome.
If there's anything that we can do on our end to help promote, man, just please feel free to let us know, and we'll help promote it for you as well.
Our state's touching. At some point, our state is touching.
Yeah.
Down in the Paducah area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Paducah metropolis area.
Yeah, and I have been to Metropolis next to the Superman statue. My family, like my father, was born in Golconda, which is like right over the border. And I have other kin in Evansville, Indiana. So I've been in the area a lot. Yeah.
That is fantastic. My dad's side of the family's from Indiana. My mom's from Kentucky. Speaking of Metropolis, we brought home a souvenir from Metropolis. It took 9 months to get here, but
and he's across the hall playing VR.
Because Metropolis is so boring.
Yeah,
it's a cool day trip.
It is.
I was down to see my family in Evansville, so I'm like, all right, well, on the drive back to Chicago, we're going to go to Metropolis. So we did the, you know, you got to do the statue, because it's probably like the only thing there in the little like museum that they had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We finished those two, and like,
I was drooling through the whole museum, seeing the harness that Christopher Reeve wore when he was.
Oh, yeah.
And George Reeves costume. Oh, my God. All this stuff. Dude, I'm a huge, huge Superman fan.
Yeah, that was my first tattoo.
At my second tattoo.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah,
but, and then I remember, and I got, you know, I've moved so many times, but when I was there in Metropolis, I didn't know that the state of Illinois puts out a commemorative Superman license plate, and you can only have it on your car like 1 month out of the year.
Yep.
So like the 1 year I won the lottery and had it. And like, I remember, cause I worked the night shift at the time, so I put it on my car. I think it was the month of July or whatever it was, and like cops would be following me, like what the hell are you following me for? I'm not drunk, I'm coming home from work. But you know, nobody's ever seen a Superman license plate, so I know I still have them somewhere, but I will find it. But I do have a Superman license plate from the state.
Oh my God. I have a jar of Superman peanut butter that my grandmother bought me in 1986.
You could try that with the old beer and see if it's still good.
It was brand new at the time, and I think I've only used that peanut butter once or twice.
You opened it when we moved into this house in 2020, and it went.
It's like a toast. Yeah. And I still have it sitting up. It's in our kitchen.
Oh my God. We can go on another episode on Superman.
There we go. Yeah.
100. I would love to do a Superman episode.
Okay.
That'll be my birthday special next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Get the guy from Set Lust and Bruce. He does a Bruce Springsteen podcast.
Yeah.
And he's a big Superman guy as well. So, you know, he's got like a lot of the Alex Ross Superman paintings in his house. So, yeah, get a hold of Set Lust and Bruce.
Mike just started drooling and his eyes have widened.
Alex Ross is my favorite comic book artist. He is my hero. I love him so much. I'm a huge fan. I would cry if I met him and kiss his shoes.
Yeah.
Pray to him. He is my God. Well, Dave, thank you again so much for hanging out and drinking beers with us and talking with us, man. It's been awesome. But before we wrap this up, please, once again, everything you have, promote it all, whatever you got going on in the world, the floor is yours.
All right. So, hey, like I said, when you're done listening to this episode, if you're listening on podcast or Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, whatever, you could search for Beer in Front. You'll find it there. It's on YouTube as well. And also on all the social media channels, Beer in Front. I do most of my stuff on like Instagram and Threads, not so much on Twitter anymore. But yeah, any of the social media channels, you could find me at Beer in Front. My show generally comes out either late Sunday night or first thing Monday mornings. And throughout the week, I'll put a couple videos out on all the other social media channels. And I thank you guys so much for having me on. It's nice to meet virtually, and definitely we'll have to do some beer exchanges coming up.
Absolutely.
Well,
slow down.
Hell yeah. Well, before we go, I would like to propose a toast to our new friend Dave. Dave, there is always a seat in the tap room for you, my friend. Anytime you want to come back on the show, just all you have to do is ask, and the answer will always be yes.
Sounds good.
Cheers to Dave.
Cheers to
all Dave. Right. Cheers. Clink.
And that is going to do it for this episode of the Grace Taproom Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, hit that 5-star rating on Spotify because that helps us out tremendously. And we love you all so much. Tab, take us out of here.
My pleasure. As always, thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out our link tree at linktr.ee/Grace Taproom Podcast 2. You will find many ways to support us. Buy us a coffee because we will be hungover after this episode. You can subscribe to our Patreon. 3 tiers are available for you. Get your buzzed on for $3, get tipsy for $5, or fully loaded for $10.
Don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, and always drink responsibly.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Tap room closed.
Good night.
Bye.